your coach said it was good. How did it feel out there? It looked great.
Yeah, it was one of the best swims we've done, so we're really happy. We achieved lots of the corrections we were set in the warm-up. Like, so we had goals we wanted to reach out the swim, and we felt like we really achieved those, which was obviously our main aim, because you can't really control your score, you just do your best swim.
Absolutely. What was it like competing out there? Because it's a fantastic, excitable crowd.
I think, yeah, it was good because, especially in competition, it's usually one of the hardest swims you do because, like, you just, like, put everything into it. So to have the crowd and, like, the cheering, it really helps, like, motivate you whilst you're doing it.
I mean, for those that don't know, obviously, it's been very difficult for you girls in synchronized swimming recently. How much has that sort of motivating you every day when you're able to go into training? And how tough has it been?
Well, it's been really hard. I mean, we have no financial support really for ourselves to support us getting to training, physiotherapy, no sports science. So obviously, we're behind in that respect. But it makes us like we really want to come back and show that GB kind of we are still going, we are still pushing. Like we're not because we've lost all our funding. Like stopped, we're still going, and like we still matter. So.
What difference would it make if you were able to get that support from here on in? Because obviously the Rio Olympics are next year. It's crucial to your sport, really.
Yeah, I think it would make a huge difference because we can obviously push ourselves, but like to get to that next level, you need the kind of like the physio to help, like so you're on top form every day when you're training. And just yeah, like to just push us to the next step, it would be really, really important.
A worldwide coach also, world-class coach obviously would be amazing because they just see things that you wouldn't necessarily see, and they bring you to that next level, which would be amazing.
What's next for you guys? You've had a obviously busy year already and European Games experience in here, so yeah, what's next?
Well, we have a short break after this because it's kind of our biggest competition, I guess, this year. And then we're coming back and learning two new routines, which will hopefully be a bit more suited to us because at the moment we're swimming the two Olympic routines that Jenna and Olive swam before us.
Slightly modified, but...
Yeah, so hopefully they'll kind of be really fitted to us and we'll be able to really get into it when we're swimming. And then next year, hopefully Rio qualifies and then the Olympics.
Fingers crossed. Very best of luck.
Thank you.
Great stuff.